Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
It is race day, baby. It is race day. Rebecca, what exactly does that mean?
We're evening the scales, literally. I'm going to race Abby as she wears a 80-pound weighted vest.
It's 80 pounds?
80 pounds.
Yeah. That's like a person.
Well, let's be real. That is not even a handicap for you because I definitely weigh more than 80 pounds, like in like our different weights, honestly. All right,
so let's talk about our origin story here first. Like, why did this even start?
So I have been tasked to run after different studio members before on Instagram or Facebook Live. And these members have been very fit. Very thin, great runners, just sprinting for their lives. And I have been falling behind, just breathing heavy.
So some of the, when you did the Facebook Live, when Abby was running through Target on her Target shopping spree for her birthday, Bert gave her $500 to run through Target for 5 minutes, grabbing whatever.
Yes.
You were tasked to Facebook Live it and follow her. And apparently a majority of the commentary was not about what Abby was grabbing, but rather your heavy breathing in the camera.
Yeah. Who's heavy breathing? They thought it was Romeo, which is like, oh God, I've got some manly heavy breathing, I guess. Yeah. Why can't they keep up? And I have had this theory for so long that if we equalize the weight between the two of us, me and a thin, active person, I think I could beat them in a race.
So, and you think you weigh 80 pounds more than Abby?
More. I think I probably have like 100 pounds on her.
I still feel like I need a muscle handicap because, you know, I'm a little scrawny.
Yes, it's not the most scientifically accurate
at all.
This ain't Mythbusters. They're the same height.
True.
No, but she has, what she's talking about is with that weight you carry, you do build muscle by carrying that weight. Mm-hmm. She's going to be absent that muscle of having not carried that weight for an extensive period of time.
Which is why it's only an 80-pound vest and not the 100-plus.
True.
There you go. There's your handicap.
There you go.
I got to be honest with you. So that vest has been sort of sitting in the corner of the studio all morning long, and I haven't paid it much attention. And then right before we were going to come on, Mo and I went over there and gave it a lift. Whoa.
Yeah, I think it's heavy.
It's really heavy. Mm-hmm. So,
Abby, go ahead and try picking up your 80-pound vest.
Oh, I'm going to try.
But be careful because use your legs. Don't use your back.
Stretch a little bit.
That weight's a lot easier to carry when it's centered on your core, though, rather than picking it up with your arms.
And then we'll get into, like, the connection that Cassie made with me while I picked it up, which I didn't even really think about.
Okay, I'm going to do a deadlift here. Let's
there
see, if,
yes,
see
it.
If it's working out.
Get your form right.
I don't even know if she can lift that thing up, man.
Seriously. Oh my God!
It is off the ground.
No, this has to be illegal.
Right?
Illegal. Heavy.
This is 80 pounds?
So now,
all right, put it down. Save your energy.
I couldn't even pick it up. I had to drag it over to her chair.
So I am guessing here, maybe I'm not allowed to do this. Like, Abby, you can't weigh but more than 115, 120 pounds max, right? So putting 80 pounds on your body, that's a... I mean, that's half your body weight.
Nah, I feel like I'm going to be more severely than more injured than. After this.
Way more than half. So what Cassie was saying after I was lifting it up, you made a really good point.
Lifting the vest for me made me realize, like, this is what I walk around with every day strapped to my body. Like, I'm 5'3", and I'm not, this is not a pity me thing. It was just a revelation to be like, oh, this 80 pounds, like, is, and more, honestly, is strapped to my body, and that's what I walk around with on me every single day, anytime. So whenever you see a heavy person, you're like, why don't you just exercise? Strap 80 pounds to you. And that's why, because it makes things so much difficult. But it was a revelation. And I'm like, oh my God, my life would probably be so much easier if I could just drop this weight.
I'm going to ask a couple of questions and I hope they don't come off as insecure. So after I lifted that thing up.
Insecure or insensitive?
Insensitive. I'm sorry. Could be both.
Yeah, maybe.
But I think insensitive is what I was looking for.
Okay.
So as I picked that thing up and it was 80 pounds and you were telling me what you did, Cass, are you in pain every day you're walking?
Yes. It can be like, it's hard, especially I have a bigger chest, so it can get hard to breathe sometimes because your lungs are working against, sometimes it's almost the extra body weight of an extra person. And yeah, it's painful. Sometimes my hips will hurt. And I think that's a lot of the barriers for a lot of heavier people to working out is it is painful to move sometimes, or even just like walk upstairs, you get real winded. Now I do that and I'll do hills and stuff, but I'll pay for it later when I'm working out and I'm starting to do it again. But it hurts and it's hard, and life gets harder the more. It's like this weird, not paradox, but catch 22. It's like the heavier you get, the harder it is to work out. So you don't work out, which means you probably are going to get even heavier. And
but you know, if you lost, it's getting past that pain to the other side of being able to shed a couple of those pounds. So life can, you can literally live a little lighter.
Yeah. But I mean, it's hard to run when your boobs are smacking you in the face because there's no equipment made to hold the tatas in. And I mean, that's a very mentality, but then other people have other barriers, like genetic reasons they can't lose weight. Like they're just, it's very complicated, but yeah, it can be painful.
Let me ask you the same question. Is it painful for you every day just to walk around?
For me, it's not painful, but it's tiring and it is embarrassing because most of my friends are thin and active and I get winded. You know, I could get winded if they walk too fast down the hallway, and having to pretend like I'm not breathing heavier when everyone is just fine.
That's the worst.
Oh my God, it's horrible.
Yeah. Like the way you change your breathing, or I'll hold my breath if I'm talking next to someone and try and like where they can't hear it. And so it does, you don't hear me going.
The worst thing is when I'll be doing chores. I'll be making my bed and my Fitbit is like, keep going, girl. Oh my God, get those active points. I'm like, I'm making my bed. Like, this is sad for me.
This is not coming from me. So I'm asking the question for some that might be listening, because the knee jerk reaction sometimes is, look, if it's painful and you don't like the way you look and you're humiliated or you're embarrassed, then lose the weight.
The truth is, losing weight is hard and being fat is hard. So you have to decide.
You have to choose your hard.
Which hard are you going to try to tackle? And I'm still grappling with which one I'm tackling. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's not a marathon. I mean, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
So taking that day by day has just been difficult for me.
All right.
Well, today is a sprint.
Yeah.
Today is a sprint. I'm going to make a prediction right now, okay?
Oh, Rebecca's going to win.
She won't be able to go 10 feet.
I don't think so.
I really don't think that Abby will be able to go 10 feet with that weight on.
It's slightly downhill, so I think gravity will pull her further than 10 feet.
You should just roll.
Kristen, it's going to pull me to the ground.
All right, so when we come back, we will all be outside.
We're all going downstairs out back of our building. I will be at the start of the race. Mo will be in the middle. Bert will be at the end, and we will play-by-play Rebecca's redemption race.
Yeah, you're not going to hear from me until the end, because Rebecca's going to be the only one I'm interviewing at the end of that race, because Abby's not making it.
I'll be out.
Next on The Vert Show.
The Vert Show.